morning, we're continuing Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Hey, and we're learning Siman Beis, the Seder of Limud of Tosefta Shabbos and Halachos Neiros is sponsored anonymously for those who need Shidduchim. So we're not going to read the rest of the Siman Beis inside. Basically, the Chayyarim launches a strong admonition and tirade about the people which go very late in their malach and erev Shabbos, etc. The same thing in Siman Gimel, he talks about that we should make sure that people are not being mechallel Shabbos by going too close to Shabbos, etc. We do need to clarify the following question. So we mentioned the concept of Sefer Shabbos, and we said that we can rely on the opinion that it's a short amount of time, a fairly short amount of time. There are opinions which say that it's much longer, but Rav Moshe goes with the calculation we said of a few minutes. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's 4 minutes. That's the amount of time there's Tosefta Shabbos. What is the halacha when we look at Tosefta Shabbos and we look at Mincha? So in the summer, people make early Shabbos, so they daven Mincha, and then they're mekabel Tosefta Shabbos through davening, making Shabbos early, well before the Shkia, and it's not a conflict with Mincha. But in the winter, many people, the shuls daven Mincha very close to Shkia. By the time you finish Mincha, it's already Shkia. At that point in time, it seems to be you've lost your opportunity to be mekayem Tosefta Shabbos, according to the opinion of the Goyim, that Benish Mush is already is also of its own, and that starts as soon as the sun sets. So the sun has set already. So there's no, where's your Tosefta Shabbos? So you have this conflict between Tosefta Shabbos and Mincha. So is there a conflict between Tosefta Shabbos and Mincha? In other words, can one be makabel Tosefta Shabbos and then still daven Mincha? The Mishnah Berurah does not talk about it in regards to the mitzvah Tosefta Shabbos, but he talks about it in regards to Halakas Neiros, that when a woman is makabel Shabbos through Halakas Neiros, once she lights the Neiros, it is Shabbos and she cannot daven Mincha anymore. So she should make sure she davens Mincha before she lights the Neiros. And if it's getting late, so she should not light the daven Mincha and then light the Neiros afterwards because she's getting involved in a suffix, gives her the rights of lighting the Neiros during Benish Moshes. She should light the Neiros and daven Maariv twice. So he's very clear that once she lights the Neiros, she's Mekabel Shabbos, and you cannot daven Mincha anymore. That's regards to Halakas Neiros. Is the same thing is true over here when we're discussing the mitzvah Tosefta Shabbos? Are they the same thing? Now, according to the Chayyarim, the Tosefta Shabbos takes effect automatically. So primarily, we understand that what exactly is he doing automatically? He has a chiyuv to refrain from doing malacha. So the primary act of Tosefta Shabbos is not to do malacha during that time frame. Maybe not doing malacha and mincha are not considered a contradiction. If, however, Tosefta Shabbos is something which one does bepeh, then mekabel upon himself kedusha Shabbos, so arguably that should be something which is a contradiction to tefillas mincha. So the Shemir Shabbos Kehilchos, when he talks about this, recommends a case where, let's say, the shul is davening, the person's davening, running late, it would be better to be mekabel Tosefta Shabbos and daven Maariv twice. However, there are those who disagree and say what you want to do, and he says that you can do the following is make a tanai. And you say the following. So if the act of Tosefta Shabbos is not a contradiction to Tefillas Mincha, I'm going to mekabel Tosefta Shabbos to take effect before I daven Mincha. If, however, Tosefta Shabbos is a contradiction to Tefillas Mincha, and therefore, if I mekabel Shabbos now, I will not be able to daven Mincha. I'm not being mekabel Shabbos now. I'm davening Mincha now without Kabbalah Shabbos, but I want the Kabbalah to take effect immediately after I finish Mincha, even before Chazor HaShatz, etc. As soon as I finish personally my Mincha, I'm mekabel Shabbos. Arguably, one can make that tanai on a regular basis. But really, it is preferred that a person should try and daven with a minyan, which davens mincha earlier, that there's time left after they finish mincha for a bona fide Kabbalah Shabbos. to Sefer Shabbos, which is done in the proper way. So we've touched on the definition of to Sefer Shabbos. Is it just the act of being Shabbos from Malacha, or it's something more than that? We will come back to that in the next few simanim here in the Klal, where the Chayyadim grapples with that maybe there are different two levels of Kabbalah, possibly, that one undertakes when they're Mekabel Shabbos. Maybe there's a mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos and the mitzvah of Kedusha, or the concept of Kedusha Shabbos Atzmar or Yitzuma Shoyon. So we'll see more about that, Be'ezus Hashem, in Simon Dalad, Hey, and Vov. Okay, with that, we finished the points we want to cover in Simon Beis and Gimel, and have a good day.